The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The flight of the logbook.com's escape pod continues through all things fantastic, futuristic, and flat-out geeky. I'm Earl Green, and we'll head them off at the past, seeing what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 2003, NASA lost contact with one of its most well-traveled explorers in the solar system, Pioneer 10. The unmanned space probe had been launched in 1972 to explore Jupiter, but was the most distant man-made object in the solar system by the time NASA ground controllers couldn't communicate with it anymore. Pioneer's onboard nuclear power source simply wasn't generating enough juice after 30 years to provide power to the electronics that could keep its antenna dish pointed at Earth and generating a signal. Pioneer 10 was later overtaken as the most distant man-made object by Voyager 1. Born on this day in 1943, actor Gil Gerard, star of Buck Rogers in the 25th century.
Sir, excuse me, are you familiar with the rock, you know, try it, come on. No, that's not it. Just let yourself go. Let it go. Go with the music. That's it, right? Yeah, that's it.
What are you doing?
It's called getting down. It's a little before your time if it frightens you.
Nothing frightens me.
Fine,
Rucker Hauer was born in 1944. Renee Chapman, who appeared in numerous episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation before becoming one of the stars of Space Above and Beyond, was born today in 1973. Surrealist painter Salvador Dali died on this day in 1989. And in 2015, one of the only actors to appear in both Star Trek and Doctor Who died. Barry Ingham appeared in TV Doctor Who with William Hartnell and battled the Daleks alongside Peter Cushing on the big screen. In 1989, he appeared on Star Trek The Next Generation as the unlikely leader of a lost human space colony.
My God, Picard! The place is a bloody death trap! Lightning bolts falling from the ceiling!
Automated fire system. A force field contains the flame until the remaining oxygen has been consumed.
Ah, yeah, what if I'd been under that thing?
You would have been standing in the fire.
Yeah, well, leaving that aside for the moment, I mean, what would have happened to me?
You would have suffocated and died.
Yeah, sweet mercy.
On this day in 1978, Blake's crew was complete with the addition of the telepathic Callie in the fourth episode of Blake 7.
I'm not with the Federation Security Force.
I do not need to read minds to know that you lie.
I came here with two of my crew a few hours ago.
I keep a check on the landing area. Nothing has come in or gone out.
I'm hardly likely to use the landing area, am I? I need to contact the resistance fighters. We came here to destroy the communication center.
Same day in 1979, Blake's old enemy had a new face as actor Brian Croucher took over the role of Travis for the second season of Blake 7.
You're of no further use to me, Travis.
Honesty at last. A mark of contempt.
Or respect. A man might see it as respect. You would have. Once.
And in 1995, Captain Janeway had to decide who would be her chief engineer in the second episode of Star Trek Voyager.
We've managed to find a replacement for the transporter chief, but we still need an astrogation plotter, a chief engineer, medical support personnel.
I've made a list of several Maquis crew members who would make good officers.
B'Elanna Torres. She was the one involved in that incident with Mr. Carrick.
That's right.
Just what job do you think she's suited for?
Chief engineer.
You're serious.
Very.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, thelogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who. Thwarp 2 is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series such as Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures in K-9, and the long-running audio adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
The Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Keane.